Stormers are back at Cape Town DHL Stadium tomorrow after a 2-week break. A disappointing championship 2 weeks ago, the loss against La Rochelle, but we're back in the URC. Currently, the Stormers on 5th place on the URC table. They're up against the Ospreys at the weekend. Win for the Stormers could see them climb up to the top 4 in this competition. They'd have home ground advantage in the playoffs. Frans Malherbe, Stormers prop, Springbok prop, joining me on the line. It's going to be a very, very busy next 2 weeks. This week it's the Ospreys, next week it's Leinster. But let's talk about how you've used the last 2 weeks after the disappointment a fortnight ago in the championship, but trying to re-kickstart the URC campaign. Good morning, Frans.
Good morning, everyone. How are you guys doing?
Very, very good. I wanted to also talk about episode 5 of Chasing the Sun in a short while, but let's concentrate on the Stormers. You're looking forward to this weekend, 7 p.m. at DHL Stadium on Saturday?
Yes, as you rightly said, you know, the log is very tight and we're currently in 5th. So we're targeting that top 4 for home playoff. If you look at the log from 5th place, I think around 39 points up to the 11th spot is only 4 to 5 points difference. So it's very tight, and with, I think we have 5 round robin games left. You know, it's each game is very important to get that home playoff spot.
It will be the Stormers' 3rd season to be in the playoffs, particularly a playoff at home at DHL Stadium. Just how important is that hometown support in this URC competition?
No, look, it's really special, and it means a lot to us. You know, we've hosted two URC finals at the DHL Stadium, and I can't tell you how much it helps us. I think it shows the success the last 2 seasons of playing at home. The first one, you know, we won, we were champions. The second one, we were runners-up. I think that speaks for itself, and I think it's well documented how special the people of Cape Town is for us.
Look, I noted that the disappointment on players. Look, there are various external factors. The wind was howling that weekend. In fact, we had a level 9 storm for the Western Cape that weekend. So there are plenty of external factors. The Stormers, again, would have been a 1-pointer in the game. But what I noted from Cape Town rugby fans is this deep empathy for the Stormers and for Mani, and we would have loved to continue in the championship, but I think Western Cape and Stormers supporters understood the external factors of that game. Describe what it was playing like in DHL Stadium with that howling wind.
Yeah, look, the wind was crazy. We all experienced it that weekend. But I think, you know, we played really well, and La Rochelle is, you know, currently the double back-to-back championship, the champions of the Champions Cup. And, you know, the proper side, there was only one guy that did not have international exposure in that team. It's not making excuses. I think we came up short and we'll take it on the chin. And, yeah, I think we really play well, didn't get the win, but now we move our focus to the URC.
Yeah, and it's a busy next 2 weeks. Next week up against Leinster. Is it going to be a little awkward, maybe special? Let's not use awkward, but special. Jacques Nienaber, former Springboks head coach, going to be at DHL Stadium with Leinster. Well, what's that dynamic going to be like?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Looking forward to see him and greet him and have a few words with him and catch up. Look, they are, you know, the accolades and the performances and all of that speak for itself. They're top of the log with good reason. And let's see who they send here.
I've been following Chasing the Sun like many South Africans. You played a big part in episode 4 where you spoke about the dynamics of scrumming and how it is what represents the best of rugby. I played a little bit of rugby up until my early adulthood. I was in the front row. I nearly snapped my neck a couple of times. But when we talk about rule changes within the game of rugby, world rugby, there's the conspiracy is that there is this wanting to take away from the forward dominance of particularly the Springboks. Yeah. Do people understand necessarily, the average couch watcher, do they understand the very technical nature and the strategic nature and, of course, the real physicality of what happens, particularly in a front row? How many neck and back doctors have you had to see in your career?
I've won, but I have a very good relationship with him. I think it's obviously, hopefully it came through in Chasing the Sun, what you said now. But, you know, it's obviously very technical. If there's a rule change, it impacts you a lot, but you can't argue. If you don't, you know, if you can't argue against it. We have this mindset at the Springboks, and I hope it came through. But we adapt, and we're not going to moan and complain and, you know, waste time on something. We adapt and try and find a way to be effective as possible with new laws coming in. And, you know, it's obviously very technical, but it's a lot of attitude as well. I think that you can't miss. Technical and technicality won't just win you a scrum. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing your technicality on Saturday. Frans Malherbe, Stormers prop front rower, DHL Stormers at DHL Stadium on Saturday. Kickoff is at 7:15. You can get your tickets at ticketpros.co.za. Very affordable for a family, from 60 Rand all the way up. So go and support the Stormers. They have a shot of a home playoff. And I'm really looking forward to bringing another playoff season back to DHL Stadium with homegrown advantage over the next few weeks. Frans, thanks so much for joining us.